This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
In July of 1892, an assassination attempt on Pittsburgh industrialist Henry Clay Frick shocked the nation during one of the most notorious labor disputes in American history. By the time he was 30 years old, Frick had become a millionaire, with his company controlling nearly 80% of Pennsylvania's coke supply, an essential product for steelmaking. After forging a partnership with Andrew Carnegie, Frick helped the Carnegie Steel Company grow into the world's largest steel manufacturer. An opponent of labor unions, Frick caused a major dispute in June of 1892 after cutting wages at Carnegie Steel's Homestead plant. When the Amalgamated Association of Iron and Steel Workers refused to accept the cut and threatened to strike, he locked out the union men, hired outside workers, and 300 agents from the Pinkerton National Detective Agency. On July 6th, a violent clash between armed strikers and the Pinkertons resulted in 16 deaths. The news received national attention and ignited public criticism of Frick. Russian anarchists Alexander Berkman and Emma Goldman devised a plan to assassinate Frick and inspire a national working-class revolt. On July 23rd, Berkman entered Frick's office in downtown Pittsburgh and fired three shots from his revolver, two of which hit Frick in the neck. Frick's aides immediately rushed to stop the attack. During the struggle, Berkman managed to stab Frick in the leg with a dagger while being wrestled to the ground. Despite his wounds, Frick survived, and as legend suggests, he even completed some business letters while doctors treated his wounds. Berkman was later arrested and convicted, serving 14 years in prison for attempted murder. The failed assassination drew media attention away from the strike and engendered a sense of sympathy for Frick among many Americans. This dramatic swing in public opinion helped lead to the collapse of the Homestead strike and set back the cause of organized labor.